morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing over there?
Oh, busy. Parade of Homes this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Right now, in fact. And that is one of our favorite times of the year. We get to really showcase some real estate around the Tri-Cities. And the topic of our show today with the Parade of Homes. On the lending side, we have with us in the studio Mr. Tom Coyne from Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
You know, I'm doing good. We got the Parade of Homes. We got football. It's just a good time of the year, isn't it?
It is an absolutely good temperature. Just about perfect. It is a great time of year.
Hunting season's around the corner.
Oh boy, you didn't.
Business is good. Rates are low.
I know. It's been a fantastic time to be in the real estate market, to see what's going on in the Tri-Cities, and then to also have our local builders really showcase what they can do this week and the next and the upcoming week. Well, before we jump right into our topic, we always like to start off with our crazy real estate story. And so I thought, in honor of the Parade of Homes and people seeing some different construction styles, I saw this article come across on Zillow, and it was about Earthships, Tom.
Earthships.
Earthships, yes. And I don't believe
say that slowly.
I don't believe you're gonna see this on the Parade of Homes, but these are self-sustaining, eco-friendly, off-the-grid homes.
It's like a retired ship.
Yeah. or like your, it said that the name originated from people that were out on boats and ships that were fully self-contained. So these folks are, I mean, they're taking recycling to a whole nother level. They're making the walls out of recycled tires. So building up the tires, filling them with sand. Totally self-sustaining, off-the-grid homes. And there's actually a company and an architect that have gone through, and they've built all across the nation over 60 of these already. So pretty crazy to see somebody using old washer and dryer metal sides for their roofing. But some of these are, they're just crazy. They do look like a spaceship.
Now, for our listeners, that will be a cash transaction. You won't be getting financing from Umpqua.
Tom, you're not excited about the Earthship trend yet?
I mean, it's cool as long as somebody doesn't come and try to get a loan for it.
Yeah, I think the appraisal issues, I'm looking at some of these pictures, and I think there could be some appraisal issues. We have enough appraisal issues as it is, much less throwing this one. Are you saying you might need a connected power source?
You might.
Okay,
yep.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Water.
Well, since Tom's going to put the lending kibosh on this, we might have to move into a more traditional type of home. And lucky for you, we have that with the Parade of Homes this weekend. And this show, one of our favorites, we always like to get a guest in here. And thank you so much for coming back and doing this. We have with us our executive director of the local HBA, Mr. Jeff Losey. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me again. And we're excited.
And so Parade of Homes starting right now, going on, opened up right at 9 o'clock. What are we looking at for people listening to the show? How can they get tickets to the Parade of Homes, and what days are they going to be able to check things out?
Well, they knew he was on the show and they were already calling.
They were already calling, McKay. Yeah, absolutely. I love it.
So they can get tickets at any local Circle K's.
Okay.
And the tickets are $10. There's 17 homes that are on the parade this year. And so it's today, tomorrow, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Wednesday, 1 o'clock until 7 p.m., and then the following Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 as well.
Excellent. And 17 homes, I think that is about a perfect amount. I mean, I've done parades with where it's there's been way more than that. There's also been a couple that were less than that. But I think that is that's a great amount to see over the course of two weekends without getting overwhelmed.
You know, and really that's our, you know, our goal is 20. And so to have anywhere between 15 to 20, 17 is right in the wheelhouse. It's very doable. You don't have to be rushed, and it gives you an opportunity to go through all of the homes that go from Pasco to West Richland over to Kennewick. And anyways, and it gives you plenty of time to go through all of those.
So for people maybe new to the Tri-Cities or that haven't been to the Parade of Homes, I guess give us a little bit of history with the Parade of Homes. Who puts it on? What are your goals with the Parade of Homes? Just give us a broad overview about what's happening here with this event in the Tri-Cities.
Sure. So the Parade of Homes itself has been going on for over 50 years in the Tri-Cities area. And the whole crux of this is to, you know, give consumers the opportunity to go out and see what's new in the building industry. And a lot of these builders go and they will do extra things and things that they may not normally do in a spec home, but they'll do them in these homes to showcase what's available. And and that's one of the things that, you know, you won't be disappointed to go out and look at these homes and say, well, it's just not another home. Because there's, you know, when you look at a lot that's a square and you can put a home on it that is a square, well, then you got to be creative on the inside if you really want people to go in there and take a look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
And there's a lot that goes into this, you know, from the design detail on the inside. And, you know, I say that tongue in cheek about a square on a square. But at the end of the day, the building sciences themselves have evolved so much that we look at the home placement on the lot, whether it's facing north, south, east, and west, to take advantage of solar and passive heat gains, whether it's the winter or the summertime. And all those things coming into play create what, for some of the things that happen in the homes, the consumer wouldn't even know that they're going on. Like, they're living in more energy efficient homes today than they were going back 50 years ago. And just orientation on the lot makes a lot of difference in where you plant the trees. And they're going to see that when they go around to all these different homes. And certainly ask questions of the builders. I mean, the builders are there and they're there to answer questions about why they did this. Or maybe that home that you're seeing today, you visualize for yourself sometime in the future and find out how to make it happen.
And we've always found, I mean, especially for clients that we have that are in the market to build in the next year, we've always found that this is a great opportunity for those clients to go out and compare different builders and to look at different communities that they're building in. And it's really one of the only opportunities that a consumer that's thinking about building in the next year. I mean, if you tried to do this outside of the Parade of Homes, if you called and said, hey, I want you to line up, you know, interviews with 17 builders and I want to see a house that they've each done so that I could compare. I mean, I would literally start laughing on the phone because I'm like, you couldn't be able to do it, you know, because you'd have people living in the houses or not there. So this is a unique opportunity on the consumer side. If you're thinking about building in the next year or two years, this is a chance for you to really get a lot of efficiency, look at a lot of different builders, and do something that you couldn't normally do in that building process.
And it does. It truly makes it simple. And the idea behind all of that is that, you know, if you're building a custom home, you have to like the builder that you're working with. And so this is a great opportunity, one, not only to see the product that they build, but then two, it's your interview opportunity to find out if that's somebody that you could work with as well, because you got to have a good match, because you're going to be married to him for at least 4 to 6 months and make sure it's a good one.
Sometimes longer.
Sometimes
absolutely. Now, I know there's always there's some best practices that go along with the Parade of Homes. I know you guys, I always ask you if you have some tips about what can people expect, shoes, no shoes. How does that kind of work with you guys?
So the biggest thing is, I mean, you're talking about going to 17 different homes, and each one of these homes will range in value from $280,000 up to $1 million. So you're walking into a lot of, you know, high value items. So to go on the parade, you need to be prepared to put booties on. And Hapo is our official booty sponsor, and they provided booties for everybody with the purchase of their ticket. So every time you go into a home, know that you're going to take off your shoes and you're going to wear the booties throughout the house, and then take those booties with you to the next house. And if for some reason you wear them out, we'll give you another pair.
Okay. At the Thank other you. House. Thank you for that.
But yes, we want to make sure that, one, we take care of, you know, and respect the homes that we're going into, because they